To some Democrats, Obama and Clinton together would be the dream ticket. Others see them as the political equivalent of the odd couple. For example, there was that New Hampshire debate where Clinton was asked why Obama was more likable.
Well, that hurts my feelings, but I'll try to go on. He's very likable. I agree with that. I don't think I'm that bad.
You're likable enough.
Thank you so much.
It has been a long and bitter campaign, and the idea of two rivals joining forces might seem far-fetched. But some experts say a joint ticket could unify the party in time for the general election campaign against the presumptive Republican nominee, Senator John McCain. John Fortier of the American Enterprise Institute.
And if he really believes that he needs a national figure with some experience who can appeal to white working class voters, then he may overcome the bitterness that they have, the worries that he has about Senator Clinton in other ways.
Obama has drawn support from younger voters and African Americans. He could benefit from Clinton's appeal to women, seniors, and white working class voters. But there are also plenty of reasons why a joint ticket might not work. Relations between the candidates are tense after a long and bitter campaign. In addition, Hillary Clinton tends to be a polarizing figure. Stephen Hess of the Brookings Institution.
The problem with Mrs. Clinton is that there are a lot of people who don't like her very much. And those are people who probably would not vote against Obama because she's on the ticket, but possibly they wouldn't work as hard. They wouldn't show the same enthusiasm for the ticket, or they might even stay home.
Also, Obama picking Clinton as his running mate could undermine his main theme of change. Again, John Fortier.
He's first and foremost going to want to say, I'm a change candidate, I'm a new person, I won this race, I got my own person, I don't have to pick Hillary Clinton.
A whole world looks to see what we shall do.
Political rivals have joined forces in the past to win elections. Democratic Senators John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson ran as a ticket in 1960. 20 years later, Republicans Ronald Reagan and George Bush did the same. Kennedy's decision to pick Johnson was crucial, says Stephen Hess.
The Lyndon Johnson-John Kennedy team was probably the only case in American history where choosing a vice presidential nominee very well, very likely, won the election for the candidate.
Assuming he wins the nomination, Obama is expected to choose a running mate sometime before the Democratic National Convention in late August. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.